Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
United Airlines CEO, no regrets. Cutting ties with NRA was personal. Sean, I'm getting a loop. If you can fix that, would be great. Thank you very much. There we go. That's better. United Airlines CEO, no regrets. Cutting ties with NRA was personal. Wait till you hear this. Personal, he said. Yeah, I know. Try to keep. Today could invoke angry Mark, provoke angry Mark, I should say. But I'm going to keep it in check. Because, well, it's a holiday weekend coming up. I want everybody to have a great time, and I don't want to go into a holiday weekend ticked off and angry. But boy, I got to tell you, this is a prime example of in what order of the lineup does this story go? Honestly, I didn't know until the mic went live. I wasn't sure where I was going to put it. I've got about six or seven things here I want to get with you on, and I'm probably not going to, but you know that already. But this is one of those stories where you think, okay, but and when the mic goes live, you just know where to go with it. And I went right to this because it's the one that popped right up. United Airlines CEO, no regrets. Cutting ties with the NRA was personal. I want you to hear what he said. And then after you're done shaking your head and thinking satellite radio moment thoughts, we'll try to figure it out together. But we won't be able to. But we might. But we won't be able to. But we might. But we're not. But we might. But we're not. But we're going to try. But we might be able to. But because it's liberal, quote-unquote, logic, we're not going to be able to. But we'll try. You follow me, right? AWR Hawkins is reporting that United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz expressed that he felt no regrets whatsoever for cutting ties with the National Rifle Association, stressing that the decision to do so was personal. And he did that during the United Continental Holding Inc.'s annual meeting yesterday. He told attendees when a meeting attendee apparently asked him why United took a position that ran the risk of alienating every gun owner and or pro-Second Amendment citizen in America. That's a legitimate question from someone with a financial stake in that company or any company. And we've been talking about this throughout the week. We will talk about it more over the weekend also with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon and others. But this is a legitimate question. What the hell are you doing that runs the risk of knocking out half your customer base, which, by the way, I'm invested in you, and this is what the stockholder is thinking. That's why he's asking this question. What kind of decision would a CEO make that would possibly harm the organization and their potential for revenue growth? Why would you do that? Well, it's almost impossible to get inside the head of an emotional being. We've all seen, let's get personal. We've all seen someone, be it a wife or a husband, who got very emotional and the spouse or significant other tried to calm that person down, right? It's very difficult to do because that person isn't thinking clearly. Their emotions are getting the best of them. And you get that, calm down, just stop it. You've got to think. You've seen this type of argument. You've been in one. You're human. That's the reaction of a liberal to virtually everything. It's also a part of Trump derangement syndrome and everything else. But it's important to point this out. Because the gun grabber, the gun prohibition crowd, this is the way they act. And they've got the ears of politicians and very powerful people, including CEOs of like United Airlines. No, I don't fly United. I can't tell you, gosh, I don't know if I've ever been on a United Airlines flight. I don't recall ever having been on a United Airlines flight. So he's asked by a stockholder why United would take a position that ran the risk of alienating every gun owner and or pro-Second Amendment citizen in America. Munoz, the CEO, said, sir, it wasn't political. Now, we're going to wrap our heads around this together during segment one. Sir, it wasn't political. It was personal with regard to my family at United. He went on to explain that one of the people killed in Parkland, at the Parkland shooting, was the child of a United Airlines pilot. And he said, and I quote, that's why we made the decision. We aren't here to make political conversations or strike political debate. We're here to serve customers. What? What? What the hell does that mean? We aren't here to make political conversation or strike political debate. We're here to serve customers. Do you mean the millions of customers you may have just alienated, those customers? The customers who will make a decision never to fly you again because of your political statement, which is what that was? What the hell are you talking about? We aren't here to make political conversation or strike political debate. Again, let's go back. Sir, it wasn't political. It was personal with regard to my family at United. So one of the children killed by a psychopath named Nicholas Cruz, not NRA or Dana Loesch or Wayne LaPierre, but Nicholas Cruz, a 19-year-old psychopath who had been let off the hook multiple times by the coward sheriff's department, and was able to wreak havoc in that school because of the lack of response of said department, and on and on and on. According to this CEO, cutting ties with the NRA, who had nothing to do with the murder, wasn't political. You know, it's interesting to me that United Airlines pilot may very well be an FFDO, Federal Flight Deck Officer, authorized to carry a firearm in the cockpit. What does he think about that? Why doesn't he order all of his pilots to remove their firearms from the flight deck of all United aircraft? What does he mean he's not making a... Of course he's making a political statement. He just showed you his political pedigree. He laid it right there on the table for you. CEO Oscar Munoz is a progressive liberal. Who expressed no regrets for cutting ties with the NRA. Because the decision was personal. Because the child of an employee was murdered by a psychopath named Nicholas Cruz. What if she were killed by a drunk driver in a Ford? Then what? Would United cut all ties with Ford, whatever ties they might have? Let's just play hypothetical. Of course not. Of course it's political. That is the lamest excuse and lamest answer. This guy's CEO of United. So you know what you're battling now. When CEOs of multi-billion-dollar corporations make business decisions based on politics that have the potential to alienate potentially half of their customer base. Astonishing to me. And then when asked about it from a fiscal perspective at a stockholder meeting, give a boneheaded, ridiculous response claiming it wasn't political, as he described the politics of it. I didn't have my hand in the cookie jar, Mom, I promise. Well, I've got a picture of you. I've got you on video. There's a camera in the kitchen that shows you doing it. Here it is. Watch it. Well, that's not me. I didn't do it, Mom. But I can see you right there. You are. We are at a very dangerous crossroad in America where you've got corporations headed by boneheaded liberals who put political agendas above and beyond their responsibilities as CEOs. Back after this. All right, this is it. It's the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of my lucky listeners $1,000 to buy an expensive new Dream Kimber with laser grips and extra ammo. That's right, five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free. But the USCCA will draw those winners soon. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. This is your absolute last chance. $1,000 is on the line. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your five chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, the Brits are at it again. I kind of got to go here for a second before I tell you about armedandresponsible.com. Well, let me tell you about that first, then I'll go here. This stuff is just so hard not to get angry anymore when you do this for a living. I tell you what, you got to go at this with a sense of humor or you will just absolutely go berserk nuts. But armedandresponsible.com, you've only got a few days left. Remember, the USCCA extended this for us, for Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio Daily Defense listeners, mainly for the Big Sunday Monster Cast because it occurs over the weekend. And, well, gosh, you know, it's not fair, right, to not give the extra couple days for the big Monster Cast listeners. So armedandresponsible.com has extended the giveaway, $1,000 checks for the Kimber Micro with the laser grips and the extra ammo from the USCCA. Until Sunday. It was supposed to end tomorrow, but it's ending Sunday now, Memorial Day weekend. So five of you are going to get a nice Memorial Day weekend gift, and it's going to be kind of cool because you'll each get $1,000 to buy that Kimber Micro. But in order to do that, you've got to be registered over there. It is 100% free to do it, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Do not miss this opportunity because here's what's going to happen. You're going to get out on your boat Friday. You're going to have some adult beverages and you're going to forget about it. Or you're going to wake up Saturday and say, man, I got to get on this, but I left the computer over. Just go do it is the point that I'm making. Go do it. Get it done. Okay? Don't forget to do this. You may win it. I got emails from people. I just got one last week. I've been telling you about it. I get so much email. I tried to look for it earlier today. I was like, man, where did that thing go? I hate nested emails in Gmail. I got to tell you that. Once you respond, it nests and going back and finding it. And it's, you know, and I always forget to mark it and forget to put the star by it. And, you know, then you're just looking through emails with a bunch of stars in. It's all the same thing, right? Stay in the box, Angry Mark, at least for now. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over and just do it before the weekend gets going. Because guess what's going to happen? All of a sudden, the weekend's going to be over. You're like, damn, I didn't do it. You might get one of those checks, okay? I'd love to see you get it. The Brits are at it again. Let's ban guns. Ban everything, right? Don't you hate a nanny state? Knife attacks. It's just one thing after another with the lunatic fringe left. And this just popped up. It's up on Drudge Report. You can see it. No amount of alcohol, sausage, or bacon is safe, according to cancer experts. Even small amounts of processed meats and booze increase the risk of a host of cancers outlined in World Cancer Research Fund guidelines updated every decade. Now, you got to wonder where this is coming from, right? But take a listen. Brits have been told to ban favorite. You can't make this stuff. Brits have been told to banish favorites such as ham, burgers, and hot dogs from their diets by experts who say they are a direct cause of bowel cancer, for God's sakes. You know, my grandmother lived to be 96 years old. God bless her heart and God rest her soul. She was awesome. And I remember asking her on more than one occasion. You know, she'd get up, throw a bunch of butter on her roll in the morning and use it to dip in the egg yolk. slice her ham and her bacon and her sausage. See her spread mayonnaise on her homemade ham salad sandwiches, which are just off the hook, by the way, good. Miss those things. I said, Grandma, I think the time I asked her, she's about 92 years old. I said, you're 92 years old. I said, do you ever watch any of this stuff? She goes, and she laughs. She goes, oh, no. Just everything in moderation as she's buttering her toast. I mean, come on, get real. Now, if you want to sit there and eat a pound of butter a day, yeah, that's a whole different deal. Use your head. You don't need to be told what to do by these idiots. For crying out loud, you know you can't get up and stuff bacon in your face all day, every day. And then, of course, there's a little expert out there that, of course, has to disagree, thank God. And the mirror gives him the voice to do it. He says it's draconian advice, insisting the odd bacon sandwich isn't anything to worry about. Boozing, you know, the whole nine yards. In fact, what about the studies that say a couple glasses of wine or beer or even whiskey is good for you, right? Every day it's something new with these dopes that got to spend your taxpayer dollar and justify their existence. Throw it in the garbage and move on. There we go. I wish I had a whoosh sound that I could just see. Angry Mark is coming out of the box. It all started with that CEO of United Airlines. Honest to goodness, man. You got to wonder. You just got to wonder about this stuff. Here's the interesting part about Munoz, though. So let's go through this again quickly, and then I'll ask you the same question, or I'll read you the comment that AWR mentioned, who would mention on the coming Monster broadcast, but he's got the night off. I've given everybody the night off because they've earned it and they deserve it. You'll see. Stephen Gutowski is going to join me. Ben Lang from Lang Barbecue Cooker is going to join me. But he said it was personal. It wasn't political. Yeah, okay. Cutting the NRA out and not caring about half your potential isn't political. It is political, and he knows it's political. But that's why he said he made the decision. Then he followed it up with that odd comment, we're here to serve customers, not to talk about politics. He gets rid of the NRA as a way to serve customers, not talk about politics. Oh, my God. AWR makes the following brilliant assessment. He did not explain what the NRA had to do with the Parkland shooting or how cutting ties with that organization provided a service to customers. There you go. So if you have a suggestion, mark@armedamericanradio.org, I would absolutely love to hear that. Because, you know, there's only one explanation for this, and that's emotion. Let me kind of segue over here. I love doing this. The Washington Post, today at 6:27 a.m. Eastern Time, plastered up a big story about Art Acevedo, the liberal, progressive, blue Democrat, Houston, right? Houston, you're listening, Houston, police chief, locked arm in arm with four kids wearing March for Our Lives Houston t-shirts. Okay? This screams left. But he supports the Second Amendment. No, 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 no. He doesn't. And he got into it in a Twitter feud, which, by the way, for whatever it's worth, those of you who do, I think is stupid. It doesn't serve anybody. I guess he and Dana Loesch went back and forth. I think that's ridiculous. Now, I certainly know why Dana does it. She gets a lot of publicity out of it. Good for her. That's what she's supposed to do. God bless her. I know her. I know her husband. Go get it. If Art Acevedo is so stupid he takes the bait, have a hoot, Dana. And that's exactly what happened. He took the bait. Off they went. And he outed himself as what he is. Because she attacked him on immigration grounds first, which was a great setup. She kind of used it as a straw man and then bam, 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 knocked him right down. Went after his liberal qualities. Because he supports sanctuary city policies. And that's what started the conversation in the quote-unquote Twitter debate. And then, of course, we talked about it earlier this week that he claims he just hit rock bottom after the thing. Boom, just boom, I'm rock bottom. I made the comment then, I stand by it today. Art Acevedo should not be or is no longer qualified to be the police chief of Houston. If he hit rock bottom to the point he's crying over this stuff and says, we've got to do something, and uses that as a tool to attack fellow Americans, he's no longer qualified to be the chief of police. That is this humble host's opinion. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Let me know what you think. We'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, Art Acevedo, the Houston police chief, has apparently just, you know, he made it very clear in a Facebook post he put up. Take a listen. "I'm not ashamed to admit I've shed tears of sadness, pain, and anger." He's talking about after Santa Fe. "I know some have strong feelings about gun rights, but I want you to know I've hit rock bottom and I'm not interested in your views as it pertains to this issue." Well, the hell with you. You're the chief of police. shut your trap, and police. Okay, but you see, now it's gone to the next level. And he continued on about, let me read you the whole thing. To all my Facebook friends, today I spent the day dealing with another mass shooting of children and a responding police officer who is clinging to life. I'm not ashamed to admit I've shed tears of sadness, pain, and anger. I know some have strong feelings about gun rights, but I want you to know, first of all, what does this have to do with gun rights? What does the murder of 10 people in a school, which is a gun-free zone, by the way, Art Acevedo, it's a gun-free zone school, it shouldn't have happened there because it's gun-free. What does the murder of 10 innocent kids shot and killed by a 17-year-old who stole his father's legally owned guns have to do with gun rights issue? Is it my fault? Is it the NRA's fault? What'd they do? What'd the NRA do? Go down and open the door for the kid? Go steal your dad's guns. We'll open the door to the school for you. Come on, I'll even give you a ride. The whole premise is asinine. Unless you're a dopey liberal Democrat who hates gun rights and wants to push your political agenda. Am I making sense to you? I know some have strong feelings about gun rights, but I want you to know I've hit rock bottom. I'm not interested in your views as it pertains to this issue. Please do not post anything about guns aren't the problem, and there's little we can do. My feelings won't be hurt if you defriend me, and I hope yours won't be if you decide to post about your views and I defriend you. I've never accepted the status quo in anything I do, and I've never accepted defeat, and I won't do it now. I will continue to speak up and will stand up for what my heart and my God commands me to do, and I assure you, he hasn't instructed me to believe that gun rights are bestowed by him. So the police chief doesn't believe you have a right to use a firearm to defend your life. That's what he just said right there. That's exactly what he just said. The hatred being spewed in our country and the new norms we so-called people of faith are accepting, oh man, I could rip into this, is as much to blame for so much of the violence in our once pragmatic nation. That's his famous new favorite new word, by the way, pragmatic. He says that a lot in out throughout a number of columns. It's quite interesting. He's just latched onto it. This isn't a time for prayers and study and inaction. It's a time for prayers, action, and the asking of God's forgiveness for our inaction. He's talking about gun control. That's his inaction and his political cronies' inaction on gun control, or he's blaming it on Republicans. Oh, especially the elected officials that ran to the cameras today, acted in a solemn manner, called for prayers, and will once again do absolutely nothing. See, there you go. I was right. Yet again, I was right. I close by saying I wish those that move on from this page the best. May God bless you and keep you. Funny, he's talking about God. He's invoking God multiple times while telling you that no God he knows has told him you have a right to use a firearm to defend your life. You see, this is a conversation I would love to have with Art Acevedo because I used a firearm to defend my life. I want to know what he would say about that or about the other 8,400 times? Oh, let me do the math. Hold on. Let me do some math. I'm unlike the chief. I can't remember everything all the time. Let's divide 2,500,000. There we go. Let's divide that by 365. 6,849 times a day that an American uses a firearm to defend their lives. Oh, hey, chief, by the way, those numbers came from the CDC that buried them because your political ideology didn't want the rest of us to see it. Facts just suck sometimes, don't they? So you don't have to worry about it. We're not friends on Facebook anyway, and I think Facebook is, you know, kind of stupid to begin with, but that's just my opinion. I guess you probably put recipes up too, huh? I don't know. Oh, boy, Angry Mark. I'm trying desperately to contain Angry Mark today, but it's not going to be easy. It'd be very, very difficult because of stuff like this. I don't need, nor do the city of Houston residents need, or nor does America need, another police chief pushing a political agenda over and above their rights. Let me make this very clear, gun owner. You had nothing to do with Santa Fe. It is not your fault what happened in Parkland. You had nothing to do with Columbine. You had nothing to do with Sandy Hook. The infiltration of leftist, progressive destruction of our culture has everything to do with each of those incidents and others. Maybe the chief ought to consider that. As the left continues to remove the God he refers to from every aspect of our lives. And claims it's the destruction of the family is okay. That somehow none of this has anything to do. Or that his progressive left Hollywood. And on and on and on and on and on. The infiltration of all. Of our nation's institutions by the disease known as progressive liberalism. Incredible stuff. Really incredible stuff. That includes boardrooms now. Making decisions, multi-billion dollar decisions on a gun control. It's absolutely astonishing. Astonishing to me. While he has his own security, by the way, and his pilots fly armed to do what? Protect you or harm you? I mean, these people got to figure it out. Guns either harm you or they protect you. See, here's the deal. They can do both. And that depends on who uses them. And when they do good, we acknowledge that and we praise that person, the sheriff, who thanks the armed civilian who saved the life of one of his deputies in Florida and hails him as a hero and gives him a civic award. How's the chief feel about that? Or the DPS officer, state police otherwise known as, in Arizona, alive because of an armed passerby who saved his life from being beaten in the middle of the night on the side of a dusty desert highway 40 or 50 miles outside of Phoenix in the middle of nowhere, who was given a civic award by a person in the same position of authority as the chief in Houston. This is what happens when your emotions take over. Conservatives have emotions too. We're human beings just like everybody else. But we're able to keep those emotions in check. And if we can't, we're smart enough to walk out of the boardroom until we can. And can come back and make a rational decision. Liberals hit send on the emotional email without rereading it and thinking of the consequences tomorrow. Because you want proof of that? You know what he said? He said in this that he shouldn't have gotten into. He says, looking back on the past few days, Ace Avito says that now that he should not have responded to these comments with angry tweets. But his emotions got the best of him, and he did it anyway. When a smart man would have said, no, chill, hold on. I'm a public figure. I'm the chief of police in one of the nation's largest sprawling cities. Let me keep it in check and come back tomorrow when I'm thinking straight. Liberals can't do that. They just want to take your guns. When we come back, you want proof that they want to take your guns? Wait till you see the reminder I play for you from 2005.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to move quickly. There's a couple things I want to get through in this segment. I've got some audio I want to play for you that is a reminder to you that I am right. And I don't ever want you to forget it. But we do. The media doesn't want to play this stuff. They don't want to dredge this stuff up anymore. But I will, because you need to hear it. You don't need to hear it because I'm right. I am right. You need to hear it because you need reminded of it, because you have forgotten it. Many of you have. Why? Lies of omission. The media won't play it for you, but I'm going to. And it's incredibly relevant today when we have retired Supreme Court justices saying we should repeal the Second Amendment. When we have politicians running on that. When we have billionaires throwing hundreds of millions of dollars around to push that agenda. We know what their goal is. They're coming out and saying it now. As I've been telling you for years, eventually their emotions are going to overtake them, and it's been happening, because that's what happens to liberals. Their emotions are eventually going to get them, just like the police chief who said, that's it, I've hit rock bottom. Going to happen. Make sure to go to our sponsors, please. In today's day and age, CEO is making decisions to alienate half. Are you kidding me? Really? Seriously? That's why when we've got sponsors that support the program, we have to support them. That's why they're here. In many cases, they sought us out. McIlvaney ICA sought us out. See, that blows my mind because you've got Bank of America and other banks talking about not wanting to do business with gun owners or companies that manufacture firearms. Lawful, completely lawful, legal, constitutionally protected. And they don't want to, they don't want your business. We talked yesterday about Intuit refusing to send the money that was lawfully paid by credit card holders to Gunsight for their services, which is pure firearms training and safety. And Intuit doesn't want anything to do with it. Why? Well, because gun. That's why. Idiots that they are. And you've got other financial companies that deal in finances that sought us out, that want our business, for crying out loud. That's who we need to work with. Not continue to play games with those that hate us or are making these dopey decisions in today's political climate. Believe me, the free market will fix all of this. It always has. It always will. And the companies that do that will ultimately lose out because another company will step up to the plate. McIlvaney ICA stepped up to the plate here and said, we want your audience. We are pro-gun. We love what you're talking about. We want you. Man, if you guys are buying gold and silver and want to shore up your investments, do it with us. ICA.gold, they gave you, you open up the ICA.gold website, and there it says, welcome Armed American Radio listeners. For crying out loud, go find out what it's all about. I have. ArmedandResponsible.com, don't forget that. Okay, now, boy, oh boy, oh boy. How political is it today? Here's a story that I cannot let go. I'm going to cover this now. But an FOI was filed by Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, was requested by the Baltimore Post. You're never going to believe. You are never going to believe. Well, you might, but you never will, but you might. What the Obama White House officials discussed that was found out during this FO, this Freedom of Information Act request by the Baltimore Post. Unbelievable. They talked about exploiting Sandy Hook murders for their own political game to push their gun control agenda. Can you believe that? Take a listen to the email thread by Arnie Duncan, the Obama Education Secretary, and Chicago Mayor, former Obama, right? White House staffer, Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, the godfather, America's sleaziest mayor in Chicago. Duncan wrote to Emanuel in a message titled Connecticut Shootings. Duncan asked the Chicago mayor, what are your thoughts? 5 minutes later, Emanuel responded, go for a vote this week before it fades. Tap emotions. Make it simple. Assault weapons. Duncan responded immediately, yep, thanks. When I did Brady Bill and assault weapons for Clinton, we always made it simple. Criminals or war weapons, Emanuel said in the email to Duncan. Gun show loophole, Duncan responded. Database, cop killer bullets, too complicated, he said. Cop killer maybe, Emanuel responded. The other no. The exchange ended when Duncan concluded with, got it. There's more, but you get the gist. This is the same scumbag that said you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. Don't you ever forget who you're dealing with. Never forget who you're dealing with. And never, ever, ever forget that this happened in an American city and that ABC World News reported this on September 8th, 2005. I play it again now for your listening pleasure.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, come home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do if somebody pops around the corner.
I mean, shoot an American.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Don't you ever, ever, ever forget that. In an American city in New Orleans in the wake of Katrina. You saw it. You remember it. New Orleans police chief. Now, you can't see, so I'll paint you the theater of the mind. The cops pounding on the doors. We're carrying fully automatic assault weapons. Entering homes. Kicking in doors of property that doesn't belong to them. And loving every second of it, make no mistake. You can see it in their faces. Walking up the stairs, clearing the homes. Weapons at the ready. Weapons at the ready, fully automatic. Ready to take on that homeowner who might, God forbid, have a gun in their own home to protect themselves from looters. We all saw what happened during Katrina. We all heard what the police chief said. We all heard what the commanders had to say. In the wake of Katrina, many laws were passed in a number of states to keep that from ever happening again. How about the statement? Yeah, they were a little bit worried because our guns were bigger than their guns. I would have loved to have seen the rest of that, but they cut it off. Boy, would I have loved to have seen the rest of that. But how nice to know that they let them stay. But not before they took their guns. Don't you ever forget that. If that's the message I leave you with today, that's what it's going to be. Never, ever, ever forget. That's what their agenda is. That's what Swalwell is talking about in California when he talks about confiscation. That's what he's referring to. Tomorrow, Mike Poborski will be sitting in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Chair. I will see you on Sunday on the Monster Broadcast with Stephen Gutowski, Ben Lang from Lang Barbecue Cookers, and David Kodria. And then I'll see you on Monday. Remember, never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.